Hello, my name is Kevin Lee. I am a UMass Boston graduate student in History 600 Research and Methodologies, conducting an oral history interview for a class assignment. Today is October 22nd, 2019, and I am here at Quincy, Massachusetts with Xuanling Li. For the sake of the recording, Xuanling Li, do I have your consent to record our interview today and use it for the purpose of my class assignment?
Yes.
Great. Can you please spell your full name?
X-U-A-N. Middle name is L-I-N-H. My last name is L-E-E.
Thank you. And when and where were you born?
I was born in South Vietnam in 1955.
Okay, what city?
Cho Long means close to Saigon, the capital.
Okay. So, Sean, can you please tell me about your childhood, maybe about your parents?
Okay, my parents, they were business people. And I was born in I was raised in a middle class of family, and they were my parents. They were doing business. They own a manufacturer of plastic shoes, and they also own a and not too far away also own a retail and hotel store.
Okay. And did both of your parents work?
They are the boss.
Oh, okay.
They were the boss.
Did you have any brothers or sisters?
I have a brother, but I don't want to talk about it. But
no, that's okay.
Since you asked, so I was adopted by my parents, and we were relatives anyway.
Okay, how would you describe your home in Vietnam?
How?
Your home.
My parents. You mean the building or?
Yes.
Oh, we were living in the home that was a new building, right? Downstairs was a lot of machine to produce plastic shoes. I think my parents was the first one that they doing the plastic shoes in South Vietnam. So also there was a fourth floor of level building. And we were living upstairs, the downstairs with the manufacturer.
Okay. Can you please describe your childhood? What was it like in Vietnam as a child?
Because my family was in the middle class, so we have a very happy family, we have enough food. And I went to the private school, and I always have in New Year, I always have new dresses, new clothes. For 7 days, everything is new. Yeah.
Would you say your family was rich?
Kind of, you know, a lot better than a lot of people. And we were hiding a lot of employees, 24 hours, manufacturer. I mean, work for 24 hours, the machine produced, the plastic shoes. I remember the shoes name, the brand is Three Deers.
Three Deers?
Yeah, the brand of the shoes.
D-E-E-R or
D-E-E-R.
D-E-E-R.
Yeah.
So what was your childhood like then? I don't mean your family, but I mean outside of your family, maybe.
Outside?
Yeah.
I was a person who very low. I mean, not talking too much and very quiet. So I went go to school or stay home or help my parents in business. Also, sometimes I help in the store too. In the store, what I mean is my parents also own a store not far away from the manufacturer, and then we used to do retail and wholesale. Mm-hmm. But because they hiring people, I just after work, I stay there and help my parents.
Well, when you say manufacturer, you mean factory, right?
Yes.
Oh, factory.
A factory, not factory.
Okay.
That produce the shoes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and help my parents the. Especially in weekend or something when I'm no school, and somebody come, because that's not like USA, everything they people came down from, I mean village or something, 10 hours from home, come here and they don't send the letter, just come there, come to our store and place the order and paying the bill or pay the last bill, and then after and then I drop down the order and then we send it to them or they talk it with them, but usually we send it a shipment.
Can you tell me about education in Vietnam? For example, what was your typical school day like? What was your typical school day like?
Like
every day, what was it like at school?
Every day is from 8 o'clock morning to 5, and then noon time, everybody go home and eat the lunch. And 2 o'clock, we go back to school, up to 5 o'clock. And then, but usually, after school, I will ask my mom, give me, for tuition, mentor.
Tutoring?
Yeah, tutoring. Hmm. We pay for extra tutoring.
Oh, for which kind? What kind of tutoring?
Sometimes a private teacher. Also it's the teacher at the school. After school, they have a school program. So I usually enjoy that program.
Oh, what did they teach exactly?
The school staff. But when I was 13 years old, because by that time a lot of we have an English class too, right? Once a week in high school. So I asked my mom, let me tutor, went to the special school at night evening to study English.
And you went to take English classes?
Yeah, at night time. Yeah, before when I was in grammar school, I just tutoring at the school, the lesson of the school program. But when I was 13, I went to the school evening class.
Okay. What about friends at school? Did you make any friends at school?
I don't have very close friends, just regular friends.
Okay. So the school didn't provide lunch? You had to go home and eat lunch?
Yes, in Vietnam. Every school, we have to go home and have lunch.
So you said that you learned English in Vietnam, right?
Yes.
Did a lot of people learn English or not?
Yes, a lot of people. When we're in seventh grade, we only have 1 hour English. But in my mind, I know that one day I would be leave Vietnam, I would be go to USA. That was my dream. So I asked my mom, can I go to the English class at night time? And then she said, yes. So I went there. After school, I usually go to English class. To learn the grammar, how to from ABC, pronunciation, everything.
Did people learn any other languages in Vietnam, like French or maybe Chinese or any other languages?
Because my school have to pay, it's a Chinese school, so we are Chinese, so we also learn Chinese and also learn Vietnamese. The most is Vietnamese.
So at home, did you speak mostly Chinese or Vietnamese?
Chinese. Because my parents are Chinese and we were living in Chinatown.
What about outside of Chinatown though?
Chinatown is very big, but when we are doing business, a lot of people speak Vietnamese from the village far away. They come here to place the order, buy the merchandise, because the department store, we also have a department store, so they speak English, Vietnamese, so we have to speak Vietnamese to them.
So I'm guessing you're very fluent in both Chinese and Vietnamese?
Not very fluent, but I can say about like, mostly it's not too many stuff, under 100, right? Just say shoes, sandals, buy a dozen of sandals or 2 dozen of sandals, and purse, something like that. Luggage, something like that. That's a Vietnamese, we know about how to say it, you know.
So you grew up in Vietnam, but you're not completely fluent in Vietnamese.
I studied Vietnam in schools. They teach Vietnam too, Vietnamese too. But because I don't like, really like Vietnam. So when I was in school, I don't pay much attention to the Vietnamese classes. I only pay attention in Chinese classes. And that's why in my mind, I said, one day I will leave Vietnam, I will go to, outside Vietnam, like USA, that was the first place that I want to go.
So what, the Chinese that was spoken,
Chinese,
was it, what kind of Chinese, or which dialects were mostly spoken?
Mostly they speak, in school, they teach Mandarin, but at home, most people speak Cantonese. A lot of Cantonese there.
What kind of food did you eat? Both at home and outside of home, for example.
Most is Chinese food, but when we go outside, we like to eat Vietnamese food.
Oh, so do you prefer Chinese food or Vietnamese food, or?
I prefer both. I like both.
Huh.
Yeah.
Then would you say that most of the Chinese in Vietnam, they like to eat both as well?
Yes.
Can you describe the food more in detail, maybe?
What kind of food?
Both, Vietnamese or Chinese, or whatever you typically eat.
Oh, regular, we eat chicken fried with vegetable, anything. You know, Chinese food has a lot, but like, chicken, you know, anything, stew or steam. But Vietnamese food, we have egg rolls, we have summer rolls, we have the stew fish. I mean, the fish with fish sauce, or pork with fish sauce, or pork chop, or pho. No.
So you said there were a lot of Chinese people that lived in,
yes,
in South Vietnam, right?
98% most are Chinese. A very big district.
In Cholon?
Yeah, in Cholon.
98%, you would say?
Yes. A lot of county. Several county there, but most are Chinese.
So your parents' employees were they mostly Chinese too?
Yes, but some laborers, they are Vietnamese, very little. Oh.
So what did the other Vietnamese people think about the Chinese people? How would you say they thought about Chinese people? Did they make friends with them easily, or did they get along easily, or not?
I think they don't. My mom, she was very fluent in Vietnamese. She made friends with them because she was doing business with them. But mostly, I think in Cholon, a lot of Chinese, they are rich because mostly we like to do the business. Everybody like to do the business, even a little stand of a food, but they are the boss. They're the boss. So, and then the Vietnamese, mostly they are in village or they are in Sai Kang, the capital. They are living in the capital. But if they somebody living in village, they are poor. So Chinese, they were rich over there.
Okay, I'm gonna ask something a little more serious, if
okay.
That's okay.
Yeah, because I want to mm-hmm. tell you that because we mm-hmm. Chinese, they work very hard to build their fortune. Because mostly they came from like Nas ancestor, like my parents, they were very little, they came from China.
Mm-hmm.
Because by that time, China were poor. So they went from China to a little ship, a little boat to Vietnam, and then they wanted hard to build their home, to build their fortune, that's why.
So Sean, can I ask you something more serious,
yes.
more personal?
Yes.
About? Okay. How would you describe your experience in the war? Do you remember the Vietnam War as a child?
Yes. When I was a child, we always heard, sometimes once a while we heard the bombs, you know, and then I remember one year of 1968, Vietnamese, they call Lam Mountain, it's the year of the name of the year, but I don't know how to say in English, but Lam means year, Mountain means the, you know, that year's name. It was in 1968. I remember very well because that was the second day of Lunar New Year. Chinese and Vietnam New Year are the same, are the same actually. So that was in January 31st, 1968, but in Lunar New Year, that was the second day of New Year, Chinese.
Did you say January 31st?
Yes, in US, I mean calendar.
Uh-huh.
But in our calendar, it was January 2nd.
I see.
Lunar New Year. Mm-hmm. So, at that day, then, because everybody was celebrate the Lunar New Year festival, right? That's very traditional. A lot of body, every family, if they have, they can, they buy a lot of rice at home. They like a coat. I forgot how to say it, but for cook or sausage, something put at home. Because for eat festival, right? Chicken, something like that, a lot of food. So the second, and suddenly, in the next day, the Vietcong
guerrillas?
Yeah, guerrillas attacked the city of Cho Long. And Cho Long is 5 to 6 miles from Saigon. They choose that day because the entire South Vietnam, everybody will separate the Lunar New Year. Nobody will pay, will put much alert to the defense. Everybody was enjoying, right? So by that day, we started on the next day morning, we heard a lot of gunfight, and some sounds of explosion of bombs, you know, and or the cannon, you know, a lot of people, we saw a lot of people brought their family, together, a lot family with simple belongings. They run, they escape, and then their family. We saw that, and then they to our home. Somebody locked the door. We know them because we were business, and then they came here because their house was a wood in the neighborhood, wood house. But ours is not wood house, ours was a brick house, the new building. And they had this camp, they asked my father, because they said, my home is very close to the, we heard a lot of bombs and guns, can you let me stay? So my father was very kind, he opened the door, let them come in. A lot of people, a lot of refugees came in our house to stay.
Because there were bombs everywhere?
Yeah. Yeah, but they heard the bombs everywhere close to their home. They afraid the house will fell down or will crack down, and then they brought a lot of people. I think so sometimes one person, not my father, they brought more than ten people, brought their whole family, brought their friends, everybody. I think more than 100 people stay in our home. My father never refused them, let them go in and we close the door, because by that time sometimes people come in, you know. From the neighborhood town, they came to our door, and because our home was a new building, four level, so and downstairs was a manufacturer, as I told you, a lot of machine, but we didn't But we didn't do anything by that time because a lot of people came at home. But this low place for them to sleep, they sleep on the floor. They don't sleep on our room, outside the floor, some even on the kitchen. In the kitchen area, in the bedroom, outside area, all over the people. But they bought their simple belongings, their clothes, and then their own rice. Nobody can go outside. All the store closed. All the street was scary because a lot of gunfight.
So why was your parents' house safe then?
Because I don't know what they haven't come to our area yet. But another store of my parents, we didn't know until I found. We didn't know, but until I tell you what, another store, it was not safe. That's my parents. Wholesale store. There was a battle scene over there, but we don't know yet. We didn't know because we only heard about the gunfire or something. A lot of people came to our house because they think it was safety because it was a new build and brick. Used the
bricks.
Yeah, bricks to build. It's not like wood. Wood house, so you know that's why they think it's more safety. They come to our house. They think their house is close to the battle scene more, I think. So, but my parents never refused, and they were very kind people. They let them come in. They didn't refuse them because if we refuse them, they have no place to go. They just come in. You know, they have a very mercy heart. I believe no. A lot of people, they won't let the refugee come in because they're afraid people will rob them or do something bad. But by the time, nobody think about that, only think about the safety. So they came in to my house for stay at least 2-3 weeks.
Well, what did you and your family or your friends think about the war? Did you have like an opinion?
Yes.
About this war?
Yes, the war was horrible because we used to it at midnight. We heard the bombs most of the time. I don't know where the bomb came from, but we still live like normal. Everybody go to work, go to business, go to school because we used to it. Nothing's. But this time they attacked the Cholon. They did that on purpose because there's a Chinese New Year or Lunar New Year in Vietnam. That we have the same New Year. But I want to tell you about the battle scene. I saw it.
Please go ahead.
Okay. By that time I was 12 years old, and as I told you, I was in high school. Then Phuc school, it closed my parents. It was close to my parents' wholesale store, wholesale and retail together. Just across the street, it was in Condor Street, Khongtu. Condor Street. English say Confucius Street. Okay, but Vietnam say Khongtu means Confucius. So, because every year in April we will have a test, the final test April or May and June we have a like in the USA we have a summer, we have a school summer. Before that we have to take a final test to decide to promote or degrade.
Oh, you mean go to the next grade?
Next grade,
uh-huh.
Or degrade, you know, or the same.
Or stay behind.
Grade. Yeah. So I was after a few days of the war, at that occasion, I was worrying about. My textbook was left in the store. The store was. I didn't know that there was a battle scene, and then I had to get it because after these few days, might be the school reopen again. I need to study, so I just told my grandma. I said, I have to go there. I get my textbook. And my grandma said, okay. And then I just left by myself. the whole street was empty, nobody. From my home to the store, it was about at least, I think, by walking 25 minutes. So I walked there by myself, 12 years old, and I heard the gunshot. I was too little, I didn't know about dangerous. I wasn't afraid of, I didn't think about I might be dead, die. I only think about I have to get the test book, otherwise I cannot pass the test. So the whole street went to walk and a loud gunshot or something, and finally I went to the store. On the road, I heard a lot of gunfights. One of my old maid, my home old maid, I call her aunt, opened the doorway for us, the store before that, they used an iron gate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then she opened the iron gate for me. And, you know, outside, was fighting. The store's gate even had a lot of gun holes, and I looked through the gun hole. By that time I saw the vice president named Nguyen Cao Ke. Nguyen is his last name. Cao Ke is his first name and middle name. He was a Air Force before he be elected to the vice president. He was an Air Force.
So you saw the vice president?
I saw him came down from a helicopter to observe the battle scene. I saw him very close through the gun because across the street was a school. They used my high school as a battle scene, and that was over. I think still over. I saw him came down from the helicopter. But still a little bit gunshot, still heard it from a little bit far away, I still heard the gunshot. So and my mom when she knew I left home and went to the store, get my textbook, she was too scary, and she immediately went there and looked for me. She went there by herself and looked for me. She, you know, because I was still a child, and finally she go after me, and then she thought, how come you came here? It's fighting outside, and then she brought me home because we walked back home, not walk back. She ran a car called Siplo. Siplo was used a manpower car. She hired a man, like called a taxi, but called a manpower. We took use a pedal to ride those people, and then she stopped there and then took me home right away. So, but still fighting outside. So because there was a very dangerous, my store the in the store very dangerous because they were fighting there, and then my mom took my home. I remember very well, and after that. After I think it's about 3 or 4 weeks. I don't remember very well. And all people, they attacked Vietnam South government. They attacked back, and then the Viet Cong withdraw, and almost a month. I think we don't have enough food to eat. We only have rice at home because everybody. The tradition, if you can afford, you bought a lot of rice, about 200 pounds at home, the rice. That's a tradition. Mean, you know, if you don't buy, means if you bought the rice or something, means at that year, your family will be very,
fortunate?
Yeah, you will be very lucky, will be fortunate, you know, means good. And then, but we don't have no vegetable, no meat, because no market, nothing, right? Nobody opened the door to do the business. Everybody closed the door. The door was closed, shut, you know. So we only eat every day. We eat cooked tea, a big spot of the tea, and then we use the tea to put in the rice to eat every day, almost three, four weeks. And at the last week, I think, even the Vicon, they withdraw, and then the people eventually, they left my home, they went back to their home because it's safety now. But a team of South Vietnamese Army? Yes, they came to our home, and then they said, I need to use your top floor to be the watchtower.
You mean your ceiling?
Not really ceiling. The top floor was a long, but that's a style, right? Vietnam style. The top floor, sometimes we don't have a roof. They were looks like no roofless. Only, the wall only like this, about 12, how many inches like this? I don't know. Tall.
Is that about 1 yard?
More, I think it's more than 1 yard. People don't live over there. People just like, some of the house, we have 3, 4 floor, we have that one. So they let people after dinner or when you go up there, go to the top floor, sit down or lie down on the floor or sit down on the chair to relax. You know, you can relax like...
Oh, so you mean like an open roof?
Yeah, open roof. So they use our open roof to as a, how to say, what tower to defend the army. Because in case they come to attack again. Our family was too scared because we were afraid if one day, if they really come to fight, and we would die because they use our home. But fortunately, nothing happened, and after a few days, they left. But by that time, we came back, we found out in the store that Confucius Street, right? My school was there, they were all blew up. No more, completely destroyed.
The school is destroyed?
Completely. So everybody can get to the next level. We don't need any tests. Yeah, completely. That was a high school. By that time, it was a girls' high school. Only girls, no boys. So everybody go, you know, and by that time. And next year, after they rebuilt, we have a boys. But before, it was only girls' school.
Do you remember if you had maybe lost anyone close?
Oh yes, you mean family?
Maybe family or close friends.
Yes.
Do you want to talk about that?
I would cry if I think about that. It was 1970. By that time, one of my adopted sister, she was died because the Vicon, they put a bomb close by. When she walked by, and then the bomb blew up, and she died. The way by the time I was next to her, I mean close to her, but when I we just say. I saw her body was you know, because my a lot of story, my father was arrested by Vietnam South government because my mom gave my brother's birth certificate to an employee that he can help a lot, gave it to him to use to avoid to the because they joined army by they joined the army in for how to say that in force, right?
You mean a draft?
Yeah, they draft, and everybody had to go, you know, on the street anywhere. So my brother, by the time he was 16 years old, So he still used the birth certificate. My mom let one of the employees use my brother's birth certificate. And then, but he went, when he went outside the street, they check his ID, and then they doubt he was used a false ID. And then they took him right in the prison, and then they asked investor investigate him and know that maybe he told that was from my boss or something, and then the government police came to the store, took my father away to the prison. By that time my mom was traveling in Taiwan. My mom wasn't home. They only arrested my father. Guinam means District 5 police station. So by the time I was, how old? I was 14. Yeah, I was 14 years old, and my sister was 23 years old. So we came with one of my relatives. We went to visit my father, brought the food to him. But because they don't let us bring a bowl, so my sister said, I need to go to get a plastic bag to put the food in. And then I went to follow her, but she waved the hand, means don't follow me. So I didn't follow her, I just go another way, and she go another way. We try to meet him later. But only a few minutes, explode. So two times explode. And we ran to the me and my aunt, I call her aunt by the time, ran to the went inside to the another people's department store, you know, to, because there was a bomb, right? We went to, and then they let us in, and then after that a while, like 20 minutes, we came out another bomb again. And then when we came out, I couldn't see my sister. We couldn't find her, but I saw a lot of intestine was on the floor, the blood. And then I also told my aunt, I said, we must be died a lot of people, because I saw that, right? But actually that was my sister's intestine. Yeah, that was hers. We didn't know. And then we didn't see her, so we went home, and then some of people told us, say, your sister already died from the bomb. They put the bomb in a car, such a manpower car, the car, they put it there. And then my sister passed, and then we went to the hospital. I saw there's a hole in her stomach. Then the intestine is ripped, no, nothing, it's only a hole in the blood, because it came out. So my mom was in Taiwan, and my dad was in the jail. So I was 14, and my brother, you know, was too young too. We don't know how to do it. So, but you know, and somebody telegraphed my mom, come home, let her know, and she came, you know, she bought the ticket, but she kept the ticket and come home. But it was 1 week after. So, and then the newspaper recorded that my sister was how she died. The first time she didn't die, when the bomb, you know, exploded, she didn't pass away yet. But the second time, I still think she was looking for me. And another time, when the bomb, one of the wood, into her stomach, and she was, and she turned over. Attack her stomach, right? And she came over, she died in front of a jewelry store. The jewelry store in front, and then fall down from the jewelry store's the gate, fall down. They recorded the picture. We saw the picture before in newspaper. So, but I don't exactly remember the day. I think it was a spring or something in 1970. So, in District 5 police station, close to the police station, and the jewelry store's boss, the boss, even told the reporter, news reporter, this girl told her, can I come into your house? And then she, first time she said yes, and then let her come in. But the second time she came out again, and she got the bump hurt her. And she was passed away. Mm-hmm. So she died. When we came out, her body already moved to the hospital. The hospital also crossed my home not too far. So, you know, that was a story really hurt by that time. And I was saying, that's why I always think about leave Vietnam. I don't like Vietnam. 40 years, I didn't come back. When I left, I didn't come back. And I left Vietnam in 1978. And I didn't come back at all. I went back in Vietnam last year, 2018. It was 40 years. I hate the country, you know.
Okay, well, I think we can be done today. Thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Would you like a copy of this recording?
Yes, if I can.
Okay, great. I'll try to get that to you. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.